Cancer, natal to Navamsha shift of ascendant. First pada, 0 degrees is 3 degrees 20 of Cancer. Cancer Navamsha. In the Cancer Navamsha, Cancer ascendant individuals experience a heightened expression of their natural emotional depth and nurturing qualities. This Navamsha reinforces Cancer's inherent focus on family, home, and emotional security. The individual is particularly protective and nurturing, driven by a strong desire to care for loved ones and create a safe, comfortable environment. Emotional intelligence and empathy are central traits, and the person may excel in roles that require caregiving, emotional support, or managing domestic matters. If Moon, the ruler of Cancer, is well placed, the individual becomes deeply attuned to their emotions and those of others, able to navigate emotional situations with grace and understanding. They are likely to have strong family bonds and excel in maintaining harmonious relationships. However, if Moon is afflicted, the person may struggle with emotional instability, mood swings, or becoming overly dependent on family and emotional validation, which can lead to feelings of insecurity or conflict in relationships. Second pada, 3 degrees 20 to 60-40 of Cancer. In the Leo Navamsha, Cancer's nurturing energy is combined with Leo's assertive, leadership-oriented traits. The individual becomes more focused on taking charge within family or social situations, using their emotional intelligence to guide and lead others. While Cancer's desire to protect and care for others remains, there is now a greater emphasis on recognition and personal pride in their efforts. The individual may seek admiration or validation for their caregiving or emotional leadership, becoming a central figure in family dynamics or social circles. If Sun, the ruler of Leo, is well placed, the person shines as a confident and charismatic leader within their family or community, balancing their nurturing qualities with strong leadership. If Sun is afflicted, the individual may become overly focused on receiving validation, leading to ego-driven behavior or a tendency to dominate in emotional situations, which can create tension in relationships. Third pada, 640-10 of Cancer. Virgo Navamsha. In the Virgo Navamsha, Cancer's emotional sensitivity is grounded by Virgo's practical, detail-oriented energy. The individual becomes more focused on organization, health, and service, using their emotional intelligence to care for others in a structured and methodical way. There is a strong desire to create stability through careful planning, whether in personal life, family matters, or professional endeavors. The individual may excel in roles that require nurturing through service, such as healthcare or management of home and finances. If Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, is well placed, the person effectively balances emotional nurturing with practical organization, excelling in creating healthy, structured environments. If Mercury is afflicted, the individual may become overly critical, anxious, or perfectionistic, leading to stress or dissatisfaction in relationships or personal achievements. Fourth pada, 10 degrees, 13 degrees of Cancer, Libra Navamsha. In the Libra Navamsha, Cancer's emotional and nurturing qualities are combined with Libra's focus on harmony, balance, and partnerships. The individual becomes more focused on creating balance in relationships, using their emotional awareness to foster harmony within family and social circles. There is a strong desire to maintain peace and cooperation in their personal life, and the person may go out of their way to mediate conflicts and ensure that everyone feels supported and valued. If Venus, the ruler of Libra, is well placed, the individual is charming, diplomatic, and excels in creating harmonious relationships. They are likely to have a natural talent for making others feel cared for and supported, which can enhance their personal and professional life. However, if Venus is afflicted, the person may become overly focused on pleasing others, leading to a lack of assertiveness or difficulty in addressing personal needs, which can create resentment or imbalance in relationships. Fifth pada, 13 degrees 20, 16 degrees 40 of Cancer. In the Scorpio Navamsha, Cancer's nurturing energy takes on a deeper, more intense emotional quality. The individual becomes highly protective and deeply invested in emotional relationships, with a strong desire for emotional security and loyalty. There is a heightened focus on emotional transformation and understanding the deeper, often hidden aspects of emotional connections. This Navamsha adds a layer of intensity and complexity to Cancer's nurturing nature. making the person more introspective and concerned with emotional power dynamics. If Ketu, the co-ruler of Scorpio, is well-placed, the person is capable of deep emotional healing and transformation, excelling in situations where they need to support others through emotional challenges. If Ketu is afflicted, the individual may become overly possessive, secretive, or emotionally volatile, struggling with trust issues and intense emotional ups and downs, which can lead to difficulties in maintaining stable relationships. Cancer, natal to Navamsha shift of ascendant, 6th pada, 16 degrees 40 to 20 degrees of Cancer, Sagittarius Navamsha. In the Sagittarius Navamsha, Cancer's emotional and nurturing qualities are combined with Sagittarius's optimistic, philosophical, and expansive nature. The individual becomes more focused on emotional growth through exploration, learning, and broadening their horizons. There is a strong desire for freedom and adventure, even within the framework of family and home life. The person may seek to nurture others through wisdom, education, or spiritual guidance, becoming a teacher or guide within their community or family. If Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is well placed, the individual is likely to be optimistic, generous, and capable of inspiring others with their emotional wisdom and philosophical outlook. They may excel in roles that involve teaching, guiding, or mentoring. However, if Jupiter is afflicted, the person may struggle with impracticality, overly idealistic expectations, or emotional restlessness, which could lead to difficulty in maintaining stable family or emotional relationships. 7th pada, 20 degrees to 23 degrees 20s of Cancer, Capricorn Navamsha. In the Capricorn Navamsha, Cancer's nurturing energy is directed toward responsibility, discipline, and long-term goals. The individual becomes more focused on ensuring emotional and material security through hard work and perseverance. There is a strong sense of duty, and the person may feel a deep responsibility to provide for their family and maintain stability in their personal life. The nurturing aspect of Cancer becomes more practical and goal-oriented, with a focus on long-term security. If Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is well-placed, the person is capable of creating a stable and secure environment for their family through disciplined efforts and careful planning. They excel in roles that require responsibility and leadership within the family or in their professional life. However, if Saturn is afflicted, the person may feel burdened by responsibilities, struggle with emotional coldness or detachment, or face delays in achieving their goals, leading to frustration or a sense of emotional isolation. 8th pada, 23 degree 20, that 26 degrees 40 of Cancer. Aquarius Navamsha. In the Aquarius Navamsha, the influence of Rahu becomes dominant. Cancer's nurturing energy is directed toward humanitarian causes, social connections, and innovative ideas. The individual becomes more focused on the collective well-being rather than just their immediate family or personal circle. Rahu's influence makes the person more inclined toward progressive ideas, technology, and social reforms. They may feel a desire to nurture and care for society at large, often engaging in causes that promote equality and innovation. If Rahu is well placed, the individual excels in using their emotional intelligence to foster social change and contribute to larger causes, often leading in humanitarian or progressive initiatives. However, if Rahu is afflicted, the person may become overly idealistic, detached from personal relationships, or engage in risky behaviors, leading to instability in both their personal and professional life. 9th pada, 26 degrees 40, 30 to 30 degrees of Cancer. In the Pisces Navamsha, Cancer's emotional and nurturing qualities take on a deeply spiritual and compassionate nature. The individual is focused on emotional healing, intuition, and spiritual growth. There is a strong desire to care for others on an emotional and spiritual level, often through compassion, empathy, and self-sacrifice. The person may become deeply involved in helping others through creative or spiritual endeavors, blending their emotional sensitivity with a desire to serve humanity. If Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces, is well placed, the individual will excel in areas involving spirituality, healing, or creative arts, using their emotional depth to inspire and uplift others. However, if Jupiter is afflicted, the person may become overly idealistic, prone to escapism, or struggle with emotional boundaries, leading to confusion in relationships or difficulty in balancing personal needs with their desire to help others. Conclusion. For Cancer Ascendant, the Navamsha shifts reveal how the nurturing and protective qualities of Cancer evolve across various emotional and practical domains. From the deeply emotional and introspective traits of the Scorpio Navamsha, 5th Pada, to the humanitarian focus of the Aquarius Navamsha, 8th Pada, Cancer adjusts its core emotional nature to meet the demands of different areas of life. Rahu's influence in the Aquarius Navamsha encourages Cancer to extend their nurturing energy beyond the personal sphere, embracing social progress and collective well-being. Throughout these shifts, Cancer remains deeply connected to emotional security and family values, though the focus may range from personal care to broader humanitarian efforts. The effectiveness of these qualities depends heavily on the placement of the ruling planets, with well-placed planets leading to emotional fulfillment and stability, while afflicted planets may bring emotional challenges or imbalance,